The MLK Day celebration will feature a pretty cool creator and premiere a pretty cool opera. Let's talk about the specifics of this. We talked about it prior. And do you believe it? It is finally here. Ashley Roberts, on behalf of Opera GR, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Rayanne Booker, you, an MLK committee member on behalf of Davenport University. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yes. Okay. It's here, Ashley.
It's here, and we are so excited. It's the 32nd annual event in partnership with Grand Valley State University, GRCC, Davenport University, and then for the first time, Opera Grand Rapids is joining this year's celebration, and we are premiering an opera, I Dream. Very, very excited about it. It features the life and legacy of Dr. King and really focuses on what I would say is a very personal look at the man behind the legend of Dr. King during the last 36 hours of his life when he traveled to Memphis to deliver his famous I've Been to the Mountaintop speech in support of the striking sanitation workers just before his tragic assassination, which happened to be 50 years ago. So very commemorative year in celebration of this important day.
Ram, would you remind me of Davenport's involvement here?
Well, Davenport is one of the lead planning institutions for this event, along with Grand Valley State University and Grand Rapids Community College, and we are very excited about this partnership with Opera Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. And so as part of that lead planning team, we have a program that begins at 6 p.m. at Fountain Street Church that includes guest speaker April Rain, who is the creator of hashtag Oscar So White. She's also a writer, editor, and former lawyer. And we are implementing that 6 p.m. to 10 part of the program, and then looking forward to transitioning to the I Dream Opera.
Great. All right, and this is under the direction of Ashley?
Yeah, so this is a composer, Douglas Tappan. It's actually his first opera. I believe he was a lawyer as well in his past life. And what's so interesting about the way he approached this is he actually spent a lot of time interviewing people who were directly connected with Dr. King, people who advocated alongside of him, and including getting the support of his family to participate or to move forward in his work. So they were very supportive of this and very exciting piece of work that's being premiered on Monday.
This, Rayanne, Monday night, Fountain Street Church, first come, first serve basis?
Yes, first come, first serve. And we encourage you to come early and plan to stay for the entire program. You mentioned earlier, Shelley, you called it entertainment. I like to think of it as edutainment. So this partnership between higher education and Opera Grand Rapids provides an opportunity to be entertained, but also an opportunity to walk away with some rich learning and community engagement.
Could you tell me more about your keynote speaker, April Rain?
Yeah, so many should be aware of April Rain because she became quite well-known when she created the hashtag OscarsSoWhite. And so front and center, she called attention to the fact that there was a lack of diversity in the award show, the Oscars, and not just for one year, that there was a pattern for the lack of diversity. And because of her drawing attention to that issue and opportunity, we saw some changes with the Oscars award show.
Yes, and I know a good man, Bobby J. Springer's graced our presence several times. This celebration hopes that the event will encourage others to reflect on what they've done to continue King's dream.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me more about the evening, Ashley, as far as who should be in the audience, how big a deal this is. Like I say, I remember the roving microphone back in the late fall talking to your artistic director about this project.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, well, the opera itself is an undertaking between not only Opera Grand Rapids, but also Opera Carolina and Toledo Opera. And so we've been working on funding and supporting this new work to be premiered. It was initially premiered at the Kennedy Center And received a great response there. And this will be the first time that it's a live audience that's premiering in Grand Rapids. And it will be in concert. And so the hope is that we kind of spark interest as the show travels along and it becomes a fully staged production. But I think what audiences will love so much about the piece is that it's not only this very inspirational story that we all can relate to and we know the history of Dr. King, but the piece itself is kind of a coming together of all these different genres of music. So you have the operatic, it's very jazzy in terms of its orchestration, and it also features a lot of gospel. So very relatable to most audiences. And it is a free event, of course. So we do welcome everyone to come and hope that people will participate and take advantage of this great event 50 years after we celebrate Dr. King's tragic assassination.
And Rayanne, Fountain Street Church, beautiful, obviously, background, but live. This is not a movie. This is a live characters on stage, cast.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, and so it'll be very exciting, I think, for our community to come out and to experience this opera, to see how you can take the life and legacy of Dr. King and how it can be orchestrated through music in a way that speaks to, I think, people from all backgrounds, and people of all ages. So we're very hopeful that from the very young to the very old, that everyone will come out. And again, this is a free event. You don't want to miss it.
This is cool. Another highlight of the evening is the awarding of the Inherit the Dream Scholarships.
Yes. Yes. So at Davenport University, Grand Valley, and at Grand Rapids Community College, annually we give out Martin Luther King Inherit the Dream Scholarships to very deserving students from our community. Some of those scholarships are actually full tuition, and we also cover the fees for students, especially students whose lives have reflected and their community involvements reflect the ideals of Dr. King. That's a very important part of the program.
Ashley, again, yet another product of how Opera Grand Rapids partners with the community.
Absolutely. We're trying to really, showcase opera in a different way always. We always want to do our grand opera, and we will continue to do so. But we recognize that opera is so much more than just the grand traditional legacy of the 400 years that it's been. We want to do stories that people can relate to in our modern age. So we're constantly looking to do that, and collaborating with other people in the community just helps everyone.
And again, April Rain, your keynote, her mission to inspire us to use our voice to create social change through the power of social media and more. So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're down to details of how to make ourselves get our bottoms in the seats, Rayanne.
That's right. So, again, I want to encourage you to come early. The event begins at 6 p.m., but the doors open at 5:30 p.m. You can park at the Grand Rapids Community College Fieldhouse, mm-hmm. and it's just a brief walk from the, I'm sorry, at, yeah, at their parking lot.
Yes.
And it's a brief walk from that lot to Fowling Street Church. When you enter that church, you're going to be warmly greeted by volunteers from Spectrum Health Hospital and some other key community partners. So you're going to be greeted with these warm smiles and faces, and then hopefully you're going to find a seat of your choice if you arrive early enough, and you're going to stay not for the first half of the program from 6 to 7:10, we'll have an intermission, and then the I Dream Opera will begin after that intermission.
Way to celebrate. How do we find out more about Davenport University's involvement, Rayanne?
So to learn more about Davenport University's involvement, you can go to our website, which is davenport.edu/DEI, and you will find the event posted there. And I actually will ask for Ashley to share the other website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, our details are on our website as well, Opera Grand Rapids, which is operagr.org.
Great. Monday night, big night to celebrate. Thank you, ladies, on behalf of your expertise, Rand Booker, committee member for Davenport University, this LK committee, and Ashley Roberts with Opera Grand Rapids. Thank you.
Thank you.